You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Local Tourist, I'm sure you've heard it on the playlist here at The Bee, is the project of Erin Umstead, who is an artist from Virginia, in the States, who found herself in Aotearoa in 2018 and hanging out in the dark room in Christchurch, a great little venue down there. And while she was hanging out there, she made some friends, which is awesome. And they started talking about making music, which is also great. And then the Local Tourist Project came together. And I have had a chat with Erin about how this all sort of came to be when she was in Aotearoa on a working holiday visa. And why it sort of fitted at this time for her making music in New Zealand, of all places. So let's have a listen to her chat about how the project came to be. Her bandmates are Joe Sampson, who you'll know from his self-titled work, or his work in Salad Boys and T54, and Rory Daly, who plays with the Ben Woods Group as well. This is Erin Umstead.
When I got to Christchurch, I think that's when things like really changed. For me, I just really loved the music scene there, the people I was meeting there. My bandmates are from there. And it just, everything kind of clicked. We became friends, and then we were like, well, it just kind of seemed natural playing music together.
Totally. Had you been making music before Local Tourist, or was this kind of a new step for you as well?
I've actually been writing songs for about 20 years, since high school, since I was a teenager. Actually, like maybe even middle school. So this was not a new thing for me, but I had been trying to do kind of like the solo thing for a while, and that just never really worked. I think for me, Local Tourist was a way to like have a persona,
yeah,
in some aspect, or to have like to actually have like to say this is a band. Made me feel more comfortable with like playing these songs that I was writing, because they're all very personal.
I was going to say that's an interesting thing, because it is very personal music. The storytelling is very beautiful and quite raw, but as you say, maybe having this kind of, not necessarily a character, but a thing that's slightly bigger than yourself to channel that through feels like quite a useful way to maybe make some of those things take off a wee bit more than when you sort of feel like you're really just putting it through yourself and putting yourself out there. That's quite a lot to do. How did you feel playing with your bandmates?
We all got on really easily. So when I was kind of thinking I wanted to try playing some shows or getting something together, I was kind of feeling that itch to,
yeah,
I was starting to write new songs. They seemed like the people to approach about that, to start a band with.
So when you say you got the itch to write new music, what does that kind of look like for you? Does that feel like getting stuck on an idea, or does that mean you've kind of, something pops into your head? How does the process of writing a track actually begin for you?
That's a great question. A lot of the time something kind of surprising it does have to happen. Or something that's just kind of like out of my control, something that I have a hard time processing is usually what then leads me to writing a song. For me, it's definitely a way of trying to understand things and trying to process them. Sometimes I think I don't really have any other way that makes sense to process like big emotions, or being being in New Zealand, suddenly finding myself in Aotearoa, and I absolutely loved it there, and was just falling in love with the country and being surrounded by nature was a huge thing for me. So I think something was really shifting for me personally. I was able to have space in a way, because coming from, I grew up around Washington, D.C., which is a very crowded place. And so being in New Zealand was just, I was able to, be quiet. And then that, it's funny, be quiet, and then that turns into music.
I think that's really interesting, because, I mean, we talk quite a lot in, I guess, like, the New Zealand music canon about the Southern Gothic and this kind of, like, sound or this feeling that people often attribute to music that does get made in the South Island or in the kind of context of this, like, remote edge of the world sort of post-colonial feeling that we have here. And I think it's really interesting because the Local Tourist Project seems to really tap into a little bit of that feeling. And I wondered what it was like for you observing the community that you'd stepped into, this like Lyttelton, Christchurch sort of scene, when you first kind of arrived here. Did you, what were some things that maybe like struck you about it? Was there anything that you felt was like, this is different, or this feels unusual to me, or something outside of what you were familiar with?
Definitely. I think it was just, everyone was so friendly and inclusive, and I hadn't really experienced that in the U.S. There are so many music scenes and so many big hubs, but none of them feel very friendly. I think for the first time really felt like I kind of belonged somewhere or belonged with a group of people. And there's just so much good music that has come out of there, which was so great to hear. Like, I love just being able to ride my bike down to Darkroom and go to a show and feel comfortable too in that kind of setting. Because sometimes, like, going to a gig can be, like anxiety-inducing.
Totally. Yeah, I think that's really lovely. It's such beautiful music that you've written, and it has this, it's got a gorgeous like melancholy to it. Did you kind of know you were working towards a body of work when you started writing, or was it more just track by track and then suddenly you had something bigger?
I feel like up until about maybe a year and a half ago was still an EP. It was kind of during the mixing process actually that we decided it needed to be an album, because we recorded all of the instrumentals and the vocals 3 days before I left the country.
Wow.
I was trying to work out another visa and sponsorships and all that kind of stuff, but it didn't work out. So at band practice, I let everybody know like what was going on, and
it needs to happen
like,
now.
Okay, let's look at our calendars.
Yep.
It was really fun, actually. Like, that was a great way to go out. We actually did all of the instrumentals in one night, and then the rest was, like, vocal tracking. And then Joe actually mixed the album. So he and I were working between here and there.
That was Aaron Umstead, a.k.a. Local Tourist, chatting about the project, how it came to be, and the speed at which it ended up being made, which I found really amazing talking to her about it, because it's such a considered record. To then have pulled it together in 3 days before leaving the country is an impressive feat indeed. The whole album comes out tomorrow, and you can pre-order it on Bandcamp, localtouristmusic.bandcamp.com. Other Ways of Living is the name of the album, and it's got a very beautiful cover too. Hopefully Aaron will be able to get back into the country soon and play some shows here, because I'd love to see Local Tourist live. But in the meantime, soak in the gorgeousness of this album. This is You Are Alone. Mm-hmm. That is Local Tourist with You Are Alone. That comes from Other Ways of Living.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.